with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
American Nuck Radio.
That's right, American Nuck Radio. Hour two of a Abnormal Rock Friday. It's Christmas Eve. Yeehaw, everybody. Merry Christmas. Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg. No, I'm kidding. It is. It's the day before Christmas. And the incomparable, the one and only fantastic Mr. Mike Phillip is allowing me to fill in for him on this Rock Friday. So, seeing how tomorrow is Christmas, I've been doing regular and twisted Christmas songs. We just had Trans-Siberian Express, that Wizards in Winter. I know people think I am crazy when it's playing on the radio this time of year because my hands are going in the air, dun, 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 you know, with the music, and it's like, I know people have to think I'm like some sort of dyslexic or something really strange and weird and bizarre that I am, are, is, could be, but they don't need to know that. Anyway, since we've been doing, you know, both kinds of Christmas music, traditional and not so, here is some more of not so Christmas music. I've got Jeff Foxworthy, and I'm not sure who does the other one. Might be Bob Rivers, but you guys should make you chuckle when we get to it. So, without much else to say from me, Jose, let's get to the tunes. And away we've gone.
Woo! Somebody done been to the Walmart.
Man, that's just the stuff I got for Christmas.
Well, you cleaned up. What'd you get?
Five flannel shirts.
Four big mud tires, three shotgun shells, two hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
You fool, you got Jeff. There's 12 days to Christmas.
I know that. I got it covered. Look over in the corner.
That's yours, too?
Yeah, 12 pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Redman, 6 cans of Spam. Big mud tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Man, these ain't normal Christmas presents.
Oh, they're redneck gifts.
Redneck gifts?
Yeah, you know, like if you buy your wife earrings that double as fishing lures, or if you can burp the entire chorus of Jingle Bells. Perhaps if you think the Nutcracker is something you did off the high dive. Or if you've ever misspelled anything in Christmas lights. Or if you leave cold beer and pickled eggs for Santa Claus.
What's wrong with that?
I didn't say anything wrong with it. It's hard to beat. 12 pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Redman, 6 cans of Spam.
5 flannel shirts.
4 big mud tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Well, you know, you can't really consider it a Christmas unless you go down to the penitentiary and visit your mama.
You're not listening to me. Get the car key out of your ear. That's where the 9 years probation comes in. I'm going to do it for you again. Now listen. 12 pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Redman, 6 cans of Spam. 4 big mud tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang G. Are you crying?
No, just my allergies.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Police, stop my car. Police, stop my car. The police made me stop. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up. Police, stop my car. Police, stop my car. The police made me stop. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always put me over Christmas. They say they're just making sure that there's no open bottles in my car. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. Christmas. They say they're just making sure that there's no open bottles in my car. Police rode black. Police rode black. Police rode black. I can smell their donuts as they smell my breath. Police rode black. Police rode black. Police rode black. I can smell their donuts as they smell my breath. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always pull me over Christmas. They're gonna let me out on bail this Christmas from the bottom of their hearts. Police lock me up. Police lock me up. The police lock me up. 'Cause when I do a 2.1.
A 3.1 Hoyga Wildefisch. Is that boy flying on all eight cylinders? Woo-hoo-wee! You know, the only thing that will help fix him is some American Pride Roasters coffee. That's right. That's AmericanPrideRoasters.com. If he went over there, I bet you the police have some coffee that will help sober him up to make him a better Christmas on this Christmas Eve. Don't you know? And all you have to do is go over to AmericanPrideRoasters.com. That's AmericanPrideRoasters.com. Okay, so that was a couple of nice little twisted Christmas songs. Body stop my car. If that doesn't give you an earworm, nothing will. Body stop my car to make me pull over and stop. All right. We were doing some good rock and roll bands doing Christmas songs before the hour break. So let's do some more tunages from some real bandages, shall we say. How about some Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, and some Bare Naked Ladies to some tunes, my friends and family, on this Christmas Eve. We're going ho, 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 and making a jolly don't you know show. Away we go.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining, a veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir, and the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, and eyes full of tinsel and fire. Dream of Christmas. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas. I looked to the sky with excited eyes. Then I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn. Saw him through his disguise. I wish you a hopeful Christmas. I wish you a brave new year. All anguish, pain and sadness, leave your heart and let your road be clear. They said there'd be snow at Christmas. They said there'd be peace on earth.
Hallelujah, Noel, be it heaven or hell, the Christmas we get we deserve.
Everyone wishes for silver and gold.
No, not silver and gold. It's supposed to be bare naked ladies. What the Michigana? All right, let's try this again. I know they were in there. And I turned my back for one split second, and it jumps songs, just like tracks. It's done that to Mike before, too. I know it has. Bear, B-A-R-E, bear. No, not Joan Baez, bare naked. Let's try this again. Okay, I'm typing B-A-R-E, bare and naked. Ladies, God rest you gentlemen. Okay, that's what you're supposed to be playing. Why did you skip it? Okay, let's put it right there into play. And then it skipped it again. Okay, we're not going to get that one. It refuses to play it. Ah, sometimes hard drives on computers can be a teetotal pain in the dairy air. And I had that song loaded for a reason. It was supposed to be God Rest Ye Gentlemen, and it played great in previews. Okay, so we'll use the same time that that song would have been on, because the next set is Silver and Gold and Sent to Baby. So we'll just put them boys back to the start. And hopefully I can see it with these other glasses. What is mistletoe, and why do people kiss when they see it? Kissing under the mistletoe has been tradition for Christmas holidays for centuries. Yes, centuries. But where did the tradition come from? One of the earliest recorded uses of mistletoe was as a perceived remedy for infertility. Hey, them bad girls. No wonder Santa knows where all the bad girls is. It seems that druids would sacrifice two white bulls. That's bulls, not balls. Owie, that would hurt. I wouldn't want to volunteer for that one either way. And then they would climb an oak tree and fetch some mistletoe and make an elixir that was said to cure infidelity. And let's see, so says Brian Both, a modern farmer columnist, said in the story from the Smithsonian Magazine, this is believed to be the origin of mistletoe's association with love and romance, he said. What is clear is how mistletoe became connected with Christmas. It makes sense that mistletoe, with its evergreen foliage and attractive red berries, would be brought indoors as decoration during the barren winter months. And just as people do with fir boughs, holly branches, Berth said. And Norman Winter, a farmer columnist for Mississippi State University, his extension service, said in Victorian times, a kissing ring was made from mistletoe and its berries. Uh-huh. You kiss them berries, baby, and everything grows. That's got to be why they call it mistletoe. Each time a gentleman caught a lady under the mistletoe, he was allowed to claim a kiss, Winter said. When the branches had no more berries, she'd been kissed aplenty. Let's see, when they had, when the branches had no more berries, the kissing had to stop. Well, the berries may be pretty and lead to a kiss from a favorite beau, experts say people should avoid eating them. Oh, really? You mean it'll make you sick and probably croak? Let's see. Well, the seeds aren't, while the seeds aren't harmful to birds, they are poisonous to humans and pets. So don't give them to your dogs either. Mistletoe is a parasitic plant that lives at the top of the tallest trees and can kill its host if it spreads too far. I guess that's why everybody always shot it out of the trees with shotguns. MSU Extension Service recommends pruning mistletoe out of trees in the wintertime to prevent trees, to preserve trees in the garden. Whoa. Okay. Birds eat the berries, then deposit the seeds where they roost, evidently. Since the seeds are sticky, they usually stick to the trees where they can sprout and spread. So that's why it's pretty much in the tops of the trees, because that's where the birds crap it out. So it's a crappy bush. And everybody's been kissing under a crappy bush for eons. Oh, my goodness. That's crazy. All right. So I believe I have probably babbled enough to kill the song that was going to play, talking about mistletoe. Good thing I had the story on hand. Seeing how I didn't play my song. That was a good song, too. All right, let's go to a couple of classics. Eartha Kitt will be second. Burl Ives will be first. And two, a couple of short tunes, my friends.
Silver and gold, silver and gold. Everyone wishes for silver and gold. How do you measure its worth? Just by the pleasure it gives here on earth. Silver and gold, silver and gold mean so much more when I see silver and gold decorations on every Christmas tree. Silver and gold, silver and gold mean so much more when I see silver and gold decoration on every
a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. honey. One little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry tonight.
Oh, her voice, woo-hoo-hoo, Eartha Kitt. And she just has that, I don't know, so sultry voice. Woo-hoo-hoo. I'm surprised Santa doesn't bring her a yacht or two. Wowzer. You know what else she could use? She could use a trip over to Prepare with Mojo 5-0. Well, yeah, she's got that yacht. She's going to have to stock it with grub. So if she goes to Prepare with Mojo 5-0, and that'll take her over to the Patriot Supply folks. And, man, they've got all kinds of stuff, the 3 to 4 week. They got the 3 month supply on sale for $100 off. Anytime you can save $100. Of course, with the yacht, I guess it doesn't matter. But, I mean, that gives her breakfast, her lunch, her dinner, and something to snack on while she's lounging on the deck in the grand sunshine. And all she has to do is go to preparewithmojo50.com. That's right. Not hard to do at all. It surely isn't. Wow, I was almost right on time for that spot. Woo-hoo-hoo, I just looked at the timer. 22. Wow. Close. All right. We've been doing cute songs, real songs. I've got a couple more that are kind of on the cutesy side. They're more traditional, but they're still good ones. How about Adam Sandler and You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch? To some more tunes, my friends and fam damily. We got to go to some more tunes because it's Rock Friday right here on American Rock Radio. And away we go.
Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah. Festival.
This one's for you, Timmy.
Instead of one day of presents, we have 8 crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Conkirk Douglas and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew. You don't need deck the halls or Jingle Bell Rock, cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish.
the Seattle Supersonicas celebrate Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted.
We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby.
Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish. Not too shabby.
Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is.
Well, he's not, but guess who is?
All three Stooges.
Is.
Tell your friend Veronica, it's time you celebrate Hanukkah.
Oh, bar, get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah.
So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. If you really, really wanna go, have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked jerky jockey and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
Ooh, that's bad. With arsenic sauce even. Ooh, I wouldn't be that bad. You know, I should have switched them up. I should have done, I probably should have done Santa Baby with the Grinch. They sound more alike. And then we could have done Hanukkah. No, Hanukkah and Silver and Gold. Well, maybe. At least the, both of them would have been for movies, right? Everybody remembers Silver and Gold from, what was it? One of the Rudolph ones where Burl Ives is a snowman waddling through the snow. Uh-huh. All right. Well, we have been doing regular as well as twisted kind of Christmas. Let's see. Yeah, I think there's enough time to get this next set in, and then I'll do the spot. Here's one called Christmas Cards, and the second one is self-explanatory. Two, a short set of tunes.
In the morning mail, the Christmas bills arrived. When Daddy looked inside, his mouth fell open wide. His hair stood up on end. The words he spoke were blue. Then he took Mommy's credit cards and cut them all in two. She had Diners Club and Carte Blanche, Kmart, Walmart stores, Amoco and Texaco, Target, Sears and Ward's, Tiffany's and Marshall Fields, Visa, plain and gold, MasterCharge, Discover card, the best cards you can hold. Now Mommy's very mad, the kids are very sad. They wrote to Santa Claus that Daddy has been bad. And Mommy won't wash clothes, she never cooks or sews. Daddy's learned that life is hard without the credit card. She had Diners Club and Carte Blanche, Kmart, Walmart stores, Amoco and Texaco, Target, Sears and Ward's, Tiffany's and Marshall Fields, Visa, plain and gold, MasterCharge, Discover card, the best cards you can hold. Then Daddy asked the doctor just what could he do. And he asked the lawyer what course should he pursue. He asked the preacher man and the preacher's wife, and much to his surprise, they all gave the same advice. Give her Diners Club and Carte Blanche, Kmart, Walmart stores, Amoco and Texaco, Target, Sears and Ward's, Tiffany's and Marshall Fields, Visa, plain and gold, MasterCharge, Discover card, the best cards you can hold.
Did Daddy think we really could get by like they did in days of old? Without the magic little cards that turn plastic into gold.
Those magic little credit cards turn plastic into gold.
We wish you weren't living with us. We wish you weren't living with us. We wish you weren't living with us. We're not happy you're here. You drive everybody crazy. You're hopelessly fat and lazy. You're constantly in the way here. So pack up your gear.
Yes.
You're feeding your face. You're taking up space. We wish you weren't living with us. We're not happy you're here.
Close the refrigerator.
Correct us if we're mistaken. But those are long-distance calls you're making. How long do you plan on taking advantage of us?
Hey,
we wish you weren't living with us. We wish you weren't living with us. We wish you weren't living with us. Get out of town.
Now!
Wow. Now. Wow. I bet if they went over to MyPillow.com, they'd at least have something to sleep on after they left. All they got to do is go to MyPillow.com, scroll over about three boxes down, about three boxes where it says Radio Specials, click it. And when you get ready for checkout, use the promo code MOJO50 and save some dough. And get yourself pillows or bath towels or robes or slippers or anything you can think of. And they get a plethora of stuff. You would have thought Santa and did it. But no, that's over at MyPillow.com. That's right, MyPillow.com. All right, let's see. This next set is traditional, and then the one after it, I think is for Mr. Mike Phillip on the second one, but I'm not sure, because it could be maybe them guys, Doug and Bob, but I don't know, So let's get to this set so we can find out what happens in the next set. And what have we got? What do we got? Oh, one that I actually do remember. This song applied to me way back when I was probably 6 years old, give or take. And Johnny Denver is going to follow it up. So let's get to this set, All I Want for Christmas.
Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. suddenly I heard a strange noise down below. So in my flannel pajamas, I went tippy-toe. I could see your Saint Nick from the spot where I stood. So I slid down the banister just as fast as I could. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas. It seems so long since I could say Sister Susie sitting on a thistle. Every time I try to speak, all I do is whistle. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth? Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
Swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five gold rings. day of Christmas my true love gave to me 11 pipers piping
and lords a-leaping.
Okay, it was almost traditional. I mean, you know, Spike Jones and the Muppets. Well, you know, not quite real traditional, but not really far out. Man, we're running out of time, and there's still a whole bunch of tunes left. All right, let's get to this next one, eh? This goes out to our very own Mike there, you know, up there in the north, eh? And they, too, do the 12 Days of Christmas, eh? But it's a whole lot different, eh? I'm sure he's already burnt out on this one, eh? But, oh, well, eh, we'll do it. And then we'll dress up like Santa Claus. Zit a tunes, eh? Play, eh, play, eh, play.
Good Day is a Christmas part of the album, and you can play this at your Christmas parties or to yourself on Christmas Eve if there's nothing else to do.
Good Day, eh?
Yeah.
In case you thought, like, I wasn't on this part.
Oh, I guarantee you, you'd be on. Okay, so Good Day, this is the Christmas part, and we're going to tell you what to get your true love for Christmas.
Look out the window.
Where?
What are you doing?
Snow.
What? Oh, it's a great white north, and it's snowing because it's Christmas time. Hey, Hoser.
What?
Here's a quiz. Quiz for Duck.
Okay, I have my thinking toque on.
Yeah, right. What are the 12 days of Christmas? Just figure it out, right? Christmas is when?
The 25th.
Right, and what's the 24th, Christmas Eve, right?
So that's two.
And then what's after that?
Boxing wrestling day.
No,
get Boxing out. Day, yeah, yeah.
That's three.
I know.
Then what's after that? Nothing.
New Year's.
Four. And what's...
New Year's Eve?
Five.
Okay.
Where do you get 12?
There's two Saturdays and Sundays in there. That's four. That's nine. And three other days, which I believe are the mystery days.
Oh. Okay, now, this is our Christmas song, in case you don't know what to get somebody for Christmas.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck.
Okay.
By the way, that's me on the organ.
Oh, jeez.
You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks
and a beer. Okay, good. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toast,
two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Okay, that should be more there. Fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toast,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
See, oh, you need more. The fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toast,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay, on the sixth, the gold.
Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 2 4s.
5 golden toques.
4 pounds of back bacon.
3 French toast.
2 turtlenecks.
And a beer in a tree.
Okay.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smoke.
Yeah. Oh, 6 packs of 2 4s.
5 golden toques.
4 pounds of back bacon.
3 French toast.
2 turtlenecks.
And a beer in a tree.
This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Go, Hoser.
Oh, eighth day of Christmas, true love gave to me
8 comic books,
7 packs of smokes, 6 packs of 2 4s.
5 golden toques, 4 pounds of 3 French toast, 2 turtlenecks,
and a beer on the
Okay, day 12.
Good day, and welcome to day 12.
Yeah.
Five golden tubes, 4 pounds of bacon, 3 French toast, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a dream.
Yeah. Where did you learn to do that?
Albums?
Of course. So, like, that's our song. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
and good day.
Good day, everybody. Happy New Year. You know what you left out?
What?
Donuts. I told you to get me donuts. Either on the 9th day or the 10th day or the 11th day.
Okay,
I wanted donuts. But I want.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Or on the 12th day, you could have gotten me a dozen donuts.
Go on to the
store. You could have gone down
get some
to
presents.
Like a good donut shop where if you buy a dozen, you get another one free. And that would have been 13 for the 13 days of Christmas.
Next Christmas, get me a chainsaw.
Take off.
Boy. That song is a beauty.
Yeah, I think it ranks up there with...
I'm dressing up like Santa Claus on Christmas. As soon as I can get out on parole, out on your street, your kids I'd love to meet. As soon as I get out of this rat hole, and I won't mind just sliding down your chimney, 'cause I just spent 15 years of shoveling coal. So I'm dressing up like Santa Claus on Christmas. As soon as I can get out on parole, I'm anxious to get out among the living, and I'm making up a list of folks to see, suited up in red and white instead of these old stripes. Just think of how surprised they're gonna be. The old hometown will sure be glad to see me, 'cause by now it's slipped their minds how much I stole. Dressing up like Santa Claus on Christmas. As soon as I can get out on the road, I'll play it, boys. On my best behavior, 'cause the warden's watching everything I do. Thank God he didn't see that fight in cell block 3, or I'd be stuck here till I'm 92. Just a few more questions from that nice committee, then through those rusty gates I'll proudly stroll. Dressing up like Santa Claus on Christmas. As soon as I can get out on the road, just as soon as I can get out on parole, I'm home.
Oh my goodness. Love them Twisted Christmas tunes. I do. I do. All right. Let's see. We've only got about 6 minutes left. Goodness gracious. Ray Stevens. Grandma got run over. How about, yeah, let's see what we can squeeze in. I got some Ray Stevens for you, and I'll put somebody else in as soon as it's done, if there's time, to more Christmas Twisted tunes. I'm gone.
Sweet pie, sugar plum, honey bun, angel face, you know you better be good. and act like true fine lovers should. Be careful what you say and do,
'cause Santa Claus is watching you.
He's everywhere, he's everywhere.
You better kiss me and hold me tight, and give me good loving every night, 'cause you'd be sorry if you made me blue.
Santa Claus is watching you.
He's everywhere, he's everywhere.
Well, you may think you can sneak around and get away with something, but there ain't no way, 'cause Santa's no fool. He's real super cool. He's the secret head of CIA. He's ice and crime don't pay.
He can't do nothing 'cause you're never alone. He's even got a wiretap on your phone.
So baby, if you ever do me wrong, break my heart and leave me alone. When Christmas comes, you'll be crying too,
'cause Santa Claus is watching you.
He's everywhere,
he's everywhere. Well, Christmas Eve, he'd climb on his sled full of toys with the dual exhaust inside, mirrors the fox tails, mud flaps and leopard skin sea covers, and spread Christmas cheer to all good little girls and boys. And he'd say, on Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen and Bruce and Marvin and Leon and Cletus and George and Bill and Slick and Do Right and Fred and Ace and Clyde and Blackie and Kenny and Prince and Spot and Rover. On a stakeout at your house,
you can run, you can hide, but you can't get away. Got binoculars focused on you every day.
So baby, if you ever do me wrong, break my heart and leave me alone. When Christmas comes, you'll be crying too,
'cause Santa Claus is watching you.
He's everywhere, he's everywhere.
Yes, Santa Claus is watching you.
He's everywhere.
Santa Claus has got his eyes all over you, baby. It's over for you. You better watch out. Woo! Look out there. Santa Claus is peeping around the corner at you. You're in deep trouble, you know that? It's over for your kind. You go sneaking around here, you ain't gonna get away with it. You understand? I mean, you got to be true blue through and through, 'cause Santa's gonna get you.
Yeah, he's getting you. Hey, everybody, I want to thank Mike for letting me fill in on this Rock Friday to bring you some Christmas tunes. Tomorrow's Rock Saturday will be more of the same with some twisted and some regular. Remember, everybody, stay healthy, stay happy. Above all, stay true to yourselves. Peace out, and we'll do it all again tomorrow. In the meantime, here's a Rudolph Got Run Over by Grandma to close us out. To the tunes.
Rudolph got run over by my grandma just as he arrived on Christmas Day. She had gotten sick and tired of hearing that song where she gets trampled by a sleigh. She'd been listening to the radio and she nearly lost her breath, cuss words at the DJ who kept playing that song where she gets hooked to death. So she went out on the warpath. There was evil in her eye. She said,
I'm gonna find that reindeer, and by golly, one of us is gonna die.
Rudolph got run over by my grandma just as he arrived on Christmas Day. Tired of hearing that song where she gets trampled by a sleigh. Santa Claus had made a landing on the new expressway. When here came Grandma doing 90 with her headlights pointed straight at Santa's sleigh.